Blog Talk Radio.
Unto you, my soul thirsteth after hear you as a thirsty land. Selah, hear me speedily, O Lord Yah. My spirit faileth. Hide not your face from me. Less means otherwise. I be like unto them that go down unto the pit. Verse 8, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto you. Deliver me, O Lord Yah, from mine enemies. Yes, Lord. I flee unto you to hide me. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me not into the land of, Satan will put words sometimes in my mouth to keep me away from my Heavenly Father, just as I said not when I should not have said not. It reads, lead me into the land of uprightness. Father, thank you for allowing me to catch that wrong word in the wrong sentence. Revive me. Quicken me. That means to revive me or to make me alive. The word is quicken me. O Lord Yah, resurrect me, O Lord Yah, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. Yes, children, we are Jacob's children, and we are in trouble. These are the troubling times for Jacob's children. And of mercy, cut off mine enemies and destroy all them and afflict my soul. Afflict means to harass, trouble, or oppress. You have police officers all across the United States shooting our young black male in, or killing our children, young black girls, males and females, in jail cells and getting away with it. Father, how long are you going to let this go? I'm reading Psalms 143. Afflict my soul, for I am your servant. I read Psalms 143 in its entirety, and I pray that all sheep, all followers of Jesus, his name is Yeshua, the white man, or the Idumean, or the Edomite, changed his name to Jesus, but his name is Yeshua. Let's have a word of prayer, sheep. You say your prayer, as I will say this prayer unto our Heavenly Father, and I will try to be inclusive of all of us sheep. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. We sheep come before you in prayer and in thanksgiving, as humble as we know, praising and thanking you for life. I praise and thank you for my life, my family life, and for all of us sheep life. Thank you for allowing me to have the ability to do things for myself and by myself. Good Father, thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you for opening my mind, your sheep mind, and our listeners' mind, giving us wisdom liberally, and liberally means freedom. You'll find that freely you'll find that given us wisdom freely in James chapter 1, verse 5. Given us wisdom freely to know your truth that is written in the book of John chapter 8, verse 32. So we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. This is why I can say that the Idumean, the Edomite, or the white man has oppressed us, and I'm asking for that oppression to be over this day. Heavenly Father, thank you for a sane, sound mind and excellent health. Although I have overcome health challenges in the past few months, thank you for allowing increase to all of us sheep today. And thank you for the destruction of our enemies. In Yeshua's name, that name has been changed to Jesus by the Edomians, the Edomites, Esau's children, the white men. I say this prayer in Jesus' name, or in Yeshua's name. Amen. Hallelujah. I still have to come out of that evil way of constantly saying Jesus' name. But when I say Jesus' name, our Father, our brother, Yeshua knows what I mean. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day in the Bible, Saturday, yes, that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourself. You'll find it in Exodus 20, verse 8. It's also found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Those are the Ten Commandments. You can also read where God blessed, God himself blessed the seventh day after making the earth and all that is in it. You'll find that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, where God blessed the seventh day, ending his work and rest. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ending Saturday evening, the Sabbath day. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and as usual, I expect you sheep to have your three P's, and your three P's are your pen, paper, or pencil, so that you can write down whatever Bible scripture I reference to you. Or, in my case, you can always go back to the Feed My Sheep Show on the internet. And if it's audible, the programs are supposed to be audible, where you can hear maybe two or three years past, my programs have been inaudible, which means that I'm talking, but you cannot understand what I am saying. See, let's turn our Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 40, where I left off last Sabbath. I want to finish reading chapter 9 before I get into reading chapter 10 on marriage and divorce. So let's turn to Mark chapter 9, verse 40, and I will start reading for you. For he that is not against us is on our part. That means he is not against us, he is with us. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name because you belong to Christ. And Christ means the anointed one or the chosen one. Verily, verily means surely or certainly, I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Verse 42. And whosoever shall offend one of these, offend means to upset or distress one of these little ones that believes in me, it is better for him that a millstone, a millstone is a huge stone. Usually it's two stones together that will grind your wheat into your flour or your meal that you can cook. You can make cornbread or bread out of. Were hanged around his neck, and he were cast into the sea. So children, sheep, be careful how you treat little children as well as I should. And when I say little children, and for me, I will say everyone under the age of 40, you're little children to me. I will call you young man or a little girl, and not to be calling you out of your name. It's just that it's like a term of endearment to me because I have been longer on the earth than you. Verse 43, and if your hand offend you, offend again means to upset or hurt or to distress, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed, and maimed means injured or crippled, than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. And quenched means put out, where their worm dieth not. Wow. And the fire is not quenched, put out. And if your foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for you to enter halt. Halt means disabled or maimed into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where the worm dies not and the fire never quenched. I'm thinking, I'll tell you what I'm thinking in a minute. Verse 47, and if your eye offend you, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell. And that's telling me, or perhaps when you get to heaven, if something is not right about you, it will be cast into hell's fire, where the fire is never put out and the worm dies not. Let's go pick up at verse 47. And if your eye offend thee, offend you, pluck it out. But it's better to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell's fire. Verse 48, where their worm die not, and the fire is not quenched, put out. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Now that's news to me, sheep. I need to know what salt means. I really do. Oh, here it is. It says, salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltiness, wherein, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt on yourselves and have peace one with another. See, that allows me to finish reading all of Mark chapter 9. I hope that you have gained some increase in information from that. Now, let us go to today's reading on marriage and divorce. Marriage is a legally recognized union between a man and a woman in the Bible, but in man-made law, recently in the United States law, man-made law, men can marry men and women can marry women, but that's not the case in God's law. Let's read and understand chapter 10 of Mark. And he arose thence, the he meaning Jesus, arose and thence from that place, and coming to the coast of Judea by the further side of Jordan, and the people resort, that means the people flock to him or turn unto him again. And as he wont means usually did, he taught them again. And the Pharisees, remember what I told you what Pharisees meant a few weeks back? Well, if not, let me tell you. The Pharisees criticized Yeshua or Jesus for keeping the laws of Moses and for hanging out with sinners. And that's who the Pharisees are. They were people that criticized Jesus. It says, verse 2, and the Pharisees came unto him and asked him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, tempting him? And he answered and said unto them, what did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, for the hardness of your heart, he wrote that precept. And a precept is a principle or rule for man's law. But Jesus, but that's not God's law when it comes to marriage. See, get this and understand it. Verse 6, from the beginning of creation, it says, but from the beginning of the creation of God, God made them male and female. He did not make them male and male, female and female. He made them what? You're right, male and female. For this cause, man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Cleave means to be tied to or stick to his wife. Verse 8, and the twain means two, shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, this is important, let not man put asunder, let not man put apart or separate. So therefore, once you marry this person, you are not to divorce. I know you want to. Sometimes you'll get on each other's nerves. You won't want to be around that person. And you do leave them. But then you're breaking God's law. And a little further on, I'll tell you one of the laws, or it'll talk about it. It says, and in the house, his disciples asked him again of the same matter. They were still confused about marriage and divorce. And this should answer it for you. And he said unto them, Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committed adultery against her. And if the woman put away her husband and be married to another, she committed adultery. So what is adultery? This is in one of the Ten Commandments. It says, thou shalt not commit adultery. And when I get time, perhaps after I read the entire book of Mark, I will go back and read to you the Ten Commandments. Adultery means sex between a married person that is not with his spouse, is not with his wife, or is not with her husband. So you're committing adultery. And God, that's one of the Ten Commandments, God does not want you to break. Verse 13, and they brought young children. Okay, this is another thing chapter 10 is talking about. We're finished with that marriage and adultery. Now we're going on to something else. Let's number 13 as number 2. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked. Rebuke means to criticize or scold those that brought them. The them that they're talking about are the young children. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbade them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. That's important. Jesus is saying the little children are such as the little children, so is the kingdom of God. So be careful how you treat the young children. Verily I say unto you, verily means truly or certainly I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. You really must be careful if you want to get into the kingdom of God. You must receive the kingdom of God as a little child. Verse 16, and he spoke unto them. Verse 16, let's see, I'm trying to look at my time. For weeks, my time clock has not worked properly. So I'm looking at the time at the bottom of my computer screen. Verse 16, and he took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. He was blessing the little children. I wish he was blessing some of my folks back then. Verse 17, and when he came, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asking, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit life? That's an important question. And this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get into eternal life, as well as those sheep who are followers of me. I read the Bible and want us to all start doing the things that Jesus or Yeshua told people to do so that we can get into the kingdom of heaven. There's going to be an end to this, to those who are in rule now. And Jesus, when he comes back to rule, we want to be with him. At least I do, because the man-made law here is terrible. The man will break the law if he wants. For example, here in the state of Michigan, if the governor wants to break the law, he can when it comes to our retirement benefits. I sent a letter to, let me not get on that, but nonetheless, he broke the law in 2011 by reducing my retirement income income in man-made law. Is no good. Now, God's law changes not. Let's read verse 18. And Jesus came unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God." Verse 19. Thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not. Defraud means to cheat or rob. Do not do that. Honor your mother and father. And the young man interrupted him and said, verse 20, and he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these I have observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding me, looking upon him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go your way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come, take up your cross." I think your cross means your burdens, and deny yourself, and surrender, and follow me. And this is what I have done. I surrendered to Yeshua, and now I am following him, because he told me years ago to feed his sheep, and I would not do it. It took me 27 years to feed his sheep. And I'm going into the sixth year, and I'm so happy that I became obedient to feed his sheep. Verse 22, and he said, and he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. That means he had many earthly things, great earthly things, many of them. Verse 23. And Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" And the disciples were astonished at this word, at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, "Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God?" Verse 25, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, see, I want you to know that when I was in college, I didn't finish. I want to go back, even at my old age, in my 60s, and finish. But I want you to know that I learned this in the Eastern culture. The needle of an eye means a small door or a small gate. So the rich man, a camel can go through the needle of an eye, a doorway or gate. If that camel gets down on his knees and crawls through and not have carrying a lot of goods and riches or items on his back. Verse 26, and they were astonished at the measure, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus, looking upon them, said, "With men it is impossible, but with God, for with God all things are possible." Then Peter began to say unto him, "Lo." Lo is a word that brings attention to what you're going to say. And Peter said, "Lo, we have left all and have followed you. And Jesus answered and said, verily, again, verily means truly or certainly, I say unto you, there is no man that have left house or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospels. Of course, you know, the gospel means good news. But he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution. You'll get all that here in this land with persecution. And that's true. Persecution means oppression, mistreatment, and abuse. And take it from me, that is true. I have been persecuted. And today, when I see the police officers who are sworn to protect the people saying they are afraid of someone running away from them, murdering, and getting away with that murder. And I'm talking about what recently is shown on TV by the Chicago police, but police officers all over the United States are killing young black folks. And as soon as it was down in Louisiana about a month ago, two black police officers killed, they were shooting at a truck. They didn't know a young child was in that truck. And their bullets struck this young white child. And those two black officers are in jail today, whereas these white folks, Edomites or Edomians or Esau's children, are getting away with murdering us, the black children, that were slaves in the United States. I want you to read Ezra chapter 9, verse 2. We are God's seeds. We are Hebrews and Israelites. And we must understand that we are not African Americans. They shipped us away from the coast of Africa so Satan can put that lie into our minds that we are Africans, but we are not. Start reading your Bible. And it has taken me almost 6 years to come to that conclusion. Let me read, start at verse 30 and read until it's time for me to go. Verse 30, but he shall receive a hundredfold now. In this time, houses, brothers and sisters, and mothers and children, and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. So in the world to come, we are going to receive eternal life if we follow Yahshua, whose name has been changed to Jesus, and he teaches the laws of Moses and what the prophets have written in the Old Testament. Let's read verse 31. But many that are first shall be last. Hallelujah. And the last shall be first. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Maybe that's why they gave, we have an African-American president, so that they can have an Edomian president to be first. Because right now, you have a man of color as the president of the United States of America who is disrespected in the Congress. It's just pitiful. Oh, Lord, you know, God, you know how we are mistreated in the United States of America. And they're talking about, let me not get into that, but there's one person running for president might be right about keeping the other nation out of this country because they are the ones who did us 10 tribes of Judah. There are 12 tribes of Judah, but the 10 tribes, they are the ones they did in. And let me not go to that. This is the fourth thing. Let me take you back at verse 17 is the third thing. Now we are at the fourth thing, change in verse 10. Right, number 4 at verse 32. And they were in the way going to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. And he took them again, and he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, behold, that means to look here, or see, understand. We go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes. And the scribes are those people who interpret Jewish law, and they did not accept Jesus because Jesus claims that he had authority over the law, and he does have authority over all the laws that are in the Bible. And they shall condemn him to death and deliver him unto the Gentiles. The Gentiles are people who are not like us, you know, found in Deuteronomy chapter 68, who were brought to this country on ships, slave ships. Those people who say they are Jews, you'll find in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, they say they're Jews, but they are not. They are the children of Satan. Now, go to verse, it's also in Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. Read that as well. We're at verse 34. Let's see how much time I have left. I have 3 minutes left. I do not have time to finish reading all of this. Let me read as much as I can. Stay focused, self. And they shall mock him. That's making fun of him. And shall scourge him. Scourge means to whip him or beat him. And they shall spit upon him. And they shall kill him. And on the third day he shall rise. Yes, they murdered him. And the them that murdered him were the Edomian, Esau's children, the Moabites, the Edomites, rather, the white man. Let's go, 35, verse 35. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, this is number 5, where the subject changes. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came unto him, saying, Master, we would that you should do for us whatsoever we shall desire. Verse 36. And he said unto them, what shall I do unto thee? And they said unto him, grant us to that we may sit one on the right hand and the other on the left hand of you in glory. But Jesus said unto them, you know not what you ask. You do not know what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of? Let's stop here at verse 38, because they do not know what they're asking, and it is important that I tell you what they are asking. And let's stop at verse 38. We will come back at verse 38 of Mark chapter 10 next Sabbath. Listen, sheep, I want to have a closing prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. In Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, we say amen. Sheep, remember to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And next Sabbath, if it's God's will, you'll find, like in James chapter 4, verse 15. If it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. Amen. Amen.
Salvation.